Session 44, April 15th, 1964, 9 p.m., Wednesday, as instructed. At 11 a.m. today, while relaxing briefly, Jane experienced what she believes to be another attempt at clairvoyance. Behind her closed eyes, the customary blackness began to turn gray, then white, or light. She finally saw a milky diffused light, as though she was looking at a frosted glass. She saw nothing else, she said, although she definitely had the feeling that it was possible for this opaque light to turn transparent and thus allow her to see things. At 8:40 p.m., Jane lay down for a brief rest, while I sat quietly in an attempt to use psychological time. I experienced nothing untoward. Jane, however, got the thought of dream locations taking up no space. I called her at 8:55. She felt somewhat relaxed, she said, and not as nervous. Jane began dictating in a rather normal voice and at her regular rate, but before long, her delivery slowed down once again. This slower rhythm has been so prevalent in recent sessions that it appears to be becoming the rule. It does make it easier to take notes. Her eyes darkened, as usual. Good evening, playmates. Good evening, Seth. I am pleased that you are so pleased with our last session. I was, in fact, going to speak about dream locations, in that you definitely experience these locations in your dreams, which take up no room in your space. On one level, they could be said not to exist, and yet they do exist. While in your dream, you are able to see and touch and move about in these locations. It is only when you are awake that they escape you. This should be considered along with our material on the expanding universe, since dream locations represent certainly a reality, even a framework that has no existence in your space. And measured purely along the lines used to measure your space, you would receive no hint at all of their existence or reality.